This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 18th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday, we marked World Population Day. We talked about an interesting contradiction. There are now more people on our planet than ever before, yet loneliness has become one of the greatest challenges of our time. How can we be surrounded by people, lots of people, and still feel alone? Perhaps the answer isn't found in how many people are around us. Perhaps it's found in how deeply we connect with one another. And that brings us perfectly to this weekend. Today, it's World Listening Day, and tomorrow is New Friends Day. And nestled between those two is another reminder that the world is thinking about. It's Toss Away the Could-Haves and the Should-Haves Day. At first glance, these 3 days may seem unrelated, but I think they fit together beautifully. If we're willing to truly listen, we'll not only discover people we never really knew, we'll also learn about the people already in our lives and discover that even our longest relationships can grow even deeper. Author Stephen R. Covey said, "Most people don't listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." What a powerful thought. Listening is one of the greatest gifts we can give to another person. When we really listen, we're saying, "You matter. Your story matters. I'm here. I'm listening." Sometimes that's all another person needs. As children, making friends seemed easy. We'd meet someone on the playground or at school or wherever, and before long, we were friends. As adults, we often hesitate. We become busy. We settle into our routines. We tell ourselves everyone else already has enough friends. We wonder whether we should introduce ourselves or just simply walk away. Too often, we walk away. And then later we think, "I should have said hello. I should have invited them for a coffee. I should have picked up the phone." Those could-haves and should-haves can quietly keep us living in yesterday instead of embracing today. But every new day gives us another opportunity. We definitely can smile. We can introduce ourselves. We can welcome a new neighbor. We can reach out to someone who's new to our community or even to our country. We can ask someone how they're doing. And then we can actually take the time to really listen to their answer. We never know where one conversation may lead. Thankfully, each and every one of us, regardless of our age, can start a conversation. We can listen, we can be heard, and we're never too old to make a new friend. I was reminded of this very recently. Someone I had trusted and cared about suddenly turned against me. Harsh words were spoken, accusations were made, and we ultimately agreed that we would never see or speak to one another again. It was awful, and I was deeply hurt and honestly felt that I had no words left to speak. I felt betrayed and unseen. A short time later, I was with someone who knew us both, and she mentioned that she'd heard that there'd been a falling out, and then I instinctively began to explain what happened, and she stopped me. She said, "Marilyn, I know who you are. You don't have to explain anything to me. I'm your friend, and I'm here for you, and whatever happened, I know you were right." Those simple words meant more than I can express. They reminded me of the old saying that some friends come to our lives for a reason, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. Sometimes life reveals that a relationship wasn't what we thought it was. That just happened to me. But sometimes, in that very same moment, life also reveals the people who truly know us. The friends who don't need explanations. They know who we are. They know our character. Those friends stand beside us, not because life is easy, but because our friendship is true and it really matters. My friend gave me a gift that day. She reminded me that genuine friendship isn't about what someone can get from us. It's about sharing life's journey, about sharing stories, sharing laughter, being there through life's ups and downs, listening, caring, simply showing up. I left that conversation feeling grateful. Grateful not for what I had lost, but for what I had found. I recognized my true friend. And perhaps that's the real message of this weekend. If we listen with our hearts, if we let go of the could-haves and the should-haves, if we have the courage to reach out, we won't simply be making new friends, we'll be building meaningful connections. And those connections enrich our lives in ways we don't always expect. They remind us that we matter. They remind us that others matter too. And together, one conversation, one friendship, and one act of kindness at a time, we really can build a better world. And speaking of meaningful connections, we've got a wonderful hour ahead of us. Our team of experts is here to share their knowledge, answer your questions, and help you make informed decisions about your health, your home, your finances, your wardrobe, and yes, your life. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, from Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Christine, the health coach, and we'll learn about creating balance in our lives from Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You. We'll hear how to hear our best from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and learn about dental care at home from denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll talk relationships with our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, get a tip about property north of Toronto from realtor Melanie Martin. Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility will explain how to make our homes future ready. And of course, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started when we chat with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. By the end of this hour, you'll know a little more than you know now about how to approach your best life and maybe even feel inspired to reach out and make a new friend. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to listeners. Happy Saturday. Marilyn, we're talking about living life fully. So today I want to discuss appreciating what you have and cherishing the experiences you gain in life. It's important to take time to slow down in your busy lives and connect with nature. Isn't summer that time of the year when we Canadians are unburdened by weather? Summer is effortless. The restrictions of coats, scarves, gloves, hats are tossed aside. I maintain a lot of my segments on the radio show. That part of a financial planner's undefined job description is freeing up time for you so that you can take advantage of all the amazing things that life has to offer. Personally, I found a lot of joy in just sitting outside in my garden and tending to my plants, taking in their beauty and the work I have done to maintain it. I appreciate every hour I have put into that garden, and it makes me feel connected to nature and building life. I also personally enjoy spending time on a golf course with my peers and family. It's a great source of exercise and time outdoors. I've sometimes described it as a glorified walk in the park with a sense of purpose. Having the ability to slow down and appreciate the world around me is derived from my ability to decompress. I've coupled decompression with walking and exercise, but the habit I gained learning to do that has always come from being financially responsible and planning to incorporate my own balance, as that is very important to me. Those people who have a well-articulated and effectively monitored financial plan possess the confidence and wherewithal to enjoy life unencumbered by doubt. They know what they can and can't do, not as a restriction, but as just a defining opportunity. Knowing this changes everything. Knowledge is power, and power is enabling. Throughout my time with you, I've consistently talked about being an enabler. This knowledge and security that your money can provide for you enables you to relax. How is that not a good thing? I always encourage my clients to envision what makes them happy and what is vital to their lives, a routine or something that they wish they had more time to incorporate into their life. I find that people feel the most fulfilled when they get to slow down and smell the roses, take a beat, and enjoy what is around you. You might also be in need to discuss your wants and limitations with a financial planner. Bring them into your hopes and dreams. Regardless of what you want in life, start by figuring out the next steps to get there and embracing the journey, because sometimes it really is the action of getting outside and the rest will naturally follow. Marilyn, thank you. And thank you to your listeners. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
Enjoy the outdoors and listen to Kevin Giffen. He's an enabler, and if you want peace of mind and want to be financially responsible, give him a call. Have a conversation about where you're going and where you want to be. His number, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. Thank you, Kevin.
And Marilyn, thank you as well.
To help us make positive changes in our life, Psychotherapy for You has provided us with Michelle Strazzeri. Good morning, Michelle. And what do you have for us today?
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I'd like to talk about World Listening Day. It was your topic, and I thought that I would add on to that, if that's all right.
With pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. So, folks, today's World Listening Day, and I can't think of a more appropriate topic to talk about. We spend so much of our lives communicating. We text, we email, we post on social media, we attend meetings, and we have conversations every single day. But despite all that communication, many people still feel unheard. As a psychotherapist, I've come to believe that one of the greatest gifts we can give another person is our full attention, not advice, not solutions, and not trying to fix their problems. Just listening. Real listening means putting down our phone, quieting the voice in our own head that's already thinking about what we're going to say next, and becoming genuinely curious about someone else's experience. Most of us don't realize how often we listen simply to respond rather than to understand. And I'd like you for a moment to think about the last conversation you've had. Were you completely present, or were you already preparing your answer before that other person had even finished speaking? No worries, we've all done it. The truth is, people don't always need us to solve their problems. Often they simply want to know that someone cares enough to hear them. Feeling heard helps us feel understood, and feeling understood helps us feel connected. And connection is one of the strongest protective factors for our mental health. There's another side to listening that we don't often think about, and that's learning to listen to ourselves. Most of us are very good at recognizing when a friend is overwhelmed, exhausted, or needs a break, but we're not nearly as good at recognizing those same signs in ourselves. We push through fatigue, we ignore our stress, and we tell ourselves, I'll deal with that later. But our minds and bodies are constantly communicating with us. Anxiety may be telling us that we're carrying too much. Irritability can be a sign that we're emotionally drained. Difficulty sleeping may be our mind's way of asking us to slow down. So instead of criticizing ourselves for feeling that way, what if we became curious instead? we could ask ourselves, what is this feeling trying to tell me? What do I need right now? Those are powerful questions. Listening also strengthens our relationship. So whether it's with a partner, a friend, a coworker, or one of our own children, people are far more likely to open up when they feel that they're being listened to without judgment. Does that mean we have to agree with everything someone says? Of course not. It simply means we're willing to understand where they're coming from before offering them our own perspective. Imagine how different our conversations might be if we just spent a little more time trying to understand instead of trying to be understood. So here's my challenge for you today. Choose one conversation where your only goal is to listen. I'd like you to be curious. Ask one more question than you normally would. Resist the urge to interrupt or immediately offer advice. You might be surprised by what you learn, not only about the other person, but also about yourself. And if you're someone who's struggling right now, I'd like to remind you of something that's really important. You deserve to be heard too. And whether that's by a trusted friend, a family member, a support group, or a mental health professional, you don't have to carry life's challenges all on your own. Sometimes healing doesn't begin with finding the perfect words. Sometimes it begins with finding someone who's willing to truly listen. And remember, you never know whose day or whose life might change simply because you took the time to truly listen. As always, I look forward to hearing from you with your questions and segment ideas at questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. Until next time, my friends, take good care of yourselves and of one another.
Michelle, thank you for sharing that. Everyone wants to be understood and needs to feel connected. And anyone listening who wants to be kind to themselves and get help today, then Psychotherapy for You is the way to start. It starts with a complimentary consultation. You can call 289-205-3505. That's 289-205-3505. Or email contact@psychotherapyforyou. It's all about finding the path and getting the help you need. And it can change your life, and you don't have to leave home to do it. That's Psychotherapy for You, 289-205-3505. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, grief, or you're simply feeling stuck, Psychotherapy for You is here for you online. Psychotherapy for You carefully matches you with a therapist best suited to your needs. Feel heard and empowered while learning coping strategies that can lead to meaningful change, all from the comfort of home. Reach out to psychotherapyforyou.ca. Professional online mental health services.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C, next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C, new from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about rosacea what it is and how we get it and where it comes from. And then next week I'm going to talk about some triggers and how to avoid them and how we might treat it from a naturopathic perspective. So rosacea is a chronic skin condition, inflammation, and there's four main types, and they each affect different parts. Sometimes it shows up as redness in the center of our face, and we might have blood vessels that are broken, and we might experience a stinging sensation. Another type looks typically like an acne breakout. There might be bumps and with red and oily skin, again, broken blood vessels. And typically women in their 40s and 50s are the most affected by this type. Another type becomes, we see skin that's more thickened and bumpy and primarily affects the nose. And another type, the ocular rosacea, it mimics seasonal allergy symptoms. So we might get eye irritation, bloodshot and watery eyes, for example. And if patients are, they suspect that there might be suffering from ocular rosacea, it's important to really visit your healthcare practitioner because it can cause corneal damage if it's left unchecked. So what causes rosacea? Well, unfortunately, there's no single cause. Genetics and environmental factors play a role. Women are more likely to get rosacea. And sometimes we see a higher likelihood in middle-aged women of Scandinavian ancestry, for example. The immune system has a big role to play, and it really we think of it because of an overactive immune system. The body becomes overactive, and our body responds to its own tissues as if it's a foreign invader. Microbiome has a big role to play because when things get out of balance, often we see sort of what we call the bad bacteria taking over. And, you know, we've heard about the microbiome in reference to, for example, our intestinal tract, but we have a whole other microbiome community on our skin as well, and that's important to take into consideration. When we think about the gut, things like H. pylori, which is a bacteria in the gut, has been linked to rosacea, and even skin mites, something called Demodex, which we sometimes see in patients. Patients will notice if they've gone to the eye doctor, they've been told they have these things, and often these mites can be seen on eyelashes and eyebrows, for example. So from a naturopathic perspective, there are some triggers, and we're going to talk next week about how to avoid them. But certainly in the meantime, if patients have any questions, they would like a naturopathic approach, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have a health issue and you want to deal with it naturally, Dr. Betty offers a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person. One call gets you started, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning about the treatment next week.
Thank you so much.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
It's a joy to hear well and be engaged in life. And to help us look after our ears and our hearing aids, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is here right now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today is World Listening Day, and it's got me thinking. Hearing and listening aren't actually the same thing. Hearing is something your ears do. Listening is something you do. And they're not always the same thing. I think we've all had the experience of talking to someone who heard every word we said, but really wasn't listening. Sometimes it's a spouse. Sometimes it's a teenager. Sometimes, if we're being honest, it's us. We've all been there. But here's something else I've noticed over the years. One of the comments I hear surprisingly often in the clinic goes something like this. Edmund, I can hear people talking. I just can't understand what they're saying. And at first glance, that might not seem like an important distinction, but it is. Hearing, sound, and understanding speech are two very different things. It's why someone can hear the television but still needs the subtitles. It's why they can hear laughter across the dinner table but miss the joke that made everyone laugh. When people tell me those things, they are usually talking about hearing. But I don't think they are. I think they're talking about connection. Because what they're really saying is, I'm finding it harder to be part of the conversation. And conversations matter. World Listening Day also reminds me that we live in an incredibly noisy world. There's always something competing for our attention. Sometimes the greatest challenge isn't hearing through all that noise. It's choosing to give someone our full attention, to really listen, to put the phone down or whatever it is that we're doing, to stop thinking about what we're going to say next, to make the person in front of us feel like, for those few moments, they're the most important person in the room. So perhaps that's something worth thinking about today. whether it's making a little bit more effort to truly listen or making sure you are hearing as well as you can. The goal is the same, to stay connected.
Anyone listening who wants to get the punchline of a joke and wants to be part of a conversation and be connected, one call to Edmund Ivazian at Hearing Aid Source Centers will get you started. His number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. It doesn't cost anything to learn how to hear your best and to listen well. Thank you, Edmund, for that lesson.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
So each and every one of us sometimes needs a little help when we're ready to meet someone new. And until I met Linda Miller, a matchmaker, I didn't know that such a thing was possible. It was something old-fashioned. But it works today. And Linda Miller has a 75% success rate for people over 70. And she's here now with a happy story. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a really nice gentleman call in this week. He's a doctor, which of course is very popular with a lot of my clients. And what he said to me was quite interesting. He said, what I've come to realize with dating online, and one of the reasons I don't want to date online anymore, is sometimes when you meet someone, you're not actually meeting that person. You're meeting that a representative of that person. And I kind of wondered what he meant by that. And he said, well, people, they act like they think you want them to act, or they pretend to be what you want them to be. And so sometimes it can be months before you find out what they're actually like, months before you find out how they spend their life or what the activities they like to do really are. Because you'll have on your profile that you like to ski or you like to golf, and they'll say they like to do those things. But when it comes right down to it, really, they don't want to do those things at all. So I thought that was very interesting. And one of the things a matchmaker can do to help you with those things is we interview people. We get to know them. We find out, if you golf, where do you like to golf? If you like to ski, where do you ski? How often do you ski? So if those things are important to you, we're going to match you for that criteria. And for him, that was very important. He said, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I have lots of friends. I have lots of activities I like to do. What I want to do is once a week, I want to meet somebody that meets my criteria, that I can be sure they are who they say they are. And if you can do that for me, I would be very happy. And that is one thing a matchmaker can do for you.
So, Linda, thank you for sharing that story. It's important to know that matches can happen and we can be happy. There is a fit. I remember an old saying, every pot has a cover, but it helps to have Cupid on your team. So if you want to speak to Linda Miller and understand what matchmaking can do for you, give her a call at 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
We can have dental care at home thanks to denturist Suzanne Salga and her mobile clinic. That's a dental clinic on wheels coming to our door. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. I get calls from patients that could be recovering from an injury at the hospital or living independently at home. They're sometimes in a retirement residence or a long-term care facility, and I can provide care right where they are most comfortable. In some cases, I can even see patients who are confined to bed, so they don't have to go through the stress of travel. And you know, for many families, that is such a relief. My approach is really simple. We start with a conversation. I take the time to listen, ask questions, understand what's been going on, and then we talk about all of the options available. There isn't any pressure, just honest guidance. And so you can make that informed decision and whatever is right for you and your family. Sometimes people tell me they've been putting things off because they're nervous to see the dentist or maybe even a little embarrassed about the condition of their mouth or dentures. And my job isn't to judge. It's to be of service to you or anyone that needs my services. I provide professional denture assessments, adjustments to the dentures, same-day reliance in case your dentures are feeling loose, and to stabilize those loose dentures, repairing them right afterwards. And all of this is the same day. We do ongoing maintenance. So once I do a finished denture and it's new, we do adjustments, and then I follow up within a year to see how everyone's doing. All of this in the comfort of a familiar environment. It means less stress for the patient, less worry for the family, and much more comfortable experience for everyone. I'll leave you with a quick story. I recently visited a lovely gentleman named Donald. His dentures had become so loose that he'd stopped eating his favorite foods. His daughter was worried because every trip to the dental office had become overwhelming for Donald. So I visited him right in his own room, completed the same-day reline, and before I left, he smiled and said, I think I finally am going to enjoy my next meal. We all had a little laugh, and honestly, that's why I love to do what I do. As a registered denturist, I provide people with the confidence and the dignity that they deserve. So if you're listening today and you're putting off getting your dentures checked, or maybe you're caring for a loved one who could benefit from compassionate mobile dental care, just call me. Give me a call today at 647-204-4478 or visit my website at dentureready.com. I'm easy to reach and I'll guide you every step of the way, and together we'll find the best solution for your smile.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Selka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Selka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun to be here and fun to talk to you. You know, it's the middle of the summer and everybody wants to go on vacation, and people are traveling all over the place, which I think is great and wonderful and stimulating and absolutely so much fun. But I want to give you a couple of travel tips that I think are really important, because although we're traveling, we still want to be careful about our health. Last week we talked about sunblock, so I'm not going to go into that today except to remind people to take enough sunblock for you and your family. And generally speaking, you need to take more than you think you do if you're going to put on sunblock properly on you, your partner, perhaps on children. The other thing I want to remind everyone to do is when you're taking medications, take them in the absolute bottle that they've been given to you from the pharmacy. So you have the name of the drug, the doctor, the date of the drug, and you know exactly which drug is which. When people start putting different colored pills in one bottle, it's very easy to get confused. It's very easy to make a mistake. And certainly if you're crossing the border, it is not considered safe to take medication that's not in its proper bottle from the pharmacy. I also really suggest that people take more medication than they think they need. If you're going away for 5 days, take at least 8 days worth of medication, because you don't want to have a flight canceled or a weather issue and run out of medication. And certain medications for diabetes, for heart disease, for blood pressure is really important to take on a regular basis at a regular time. So you want to be sure you have enough and be sure you have enough for an extra couple of days. And finally, it's very important that you always carry identification. You know, occasionally I'll be involved in a situation where someone was out, say, running or going for a walk, ended up getting dizzy, falling on the sidewalk, didn't have her purse with her, didn't have any identification. The police don't know her name, don't know where to take her, don't know who the next of kin is. Wherever you're going, take identification, if possible, write the name of someone who should be called if there's an emergency, so that if something happens to you and you're not able to respond, that whoever is helping you knows who to call, what your name is, where you're from, And ideally, if you've got particular allergies or risks, that you're wearing a medical alert bracelet so that you can be properly attended to. And finally, I want to just remind everyone that for younger people, the number one issue with travel is not a disease. The number one issue with travel is an accident. People go on motorcycles without helmets. People drive all kinds of vehicles that they're not familiar with and not necessarily safe. And it's very easy to have an accident summer and winter. So let's pay attention to the rules. Let's take enough medication for wherever we're going that's properly labeled and marked. Absolutely take identification with you. And don't forget your sunblock.
Thank you for that advice. It's summer. People do want to go out and run, be in parks, travel, but it's important that you take heed and be responsible for your health. If you want solid advice that's clear, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore. Look for it on Amazon. Look for it on drvivianbrown.com. And for a signed copy, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Travel safely and travel mindfully. And also remember Dr. Vivian Brown's advice and her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. I always learn something new.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's a pleasure.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here, and she's got a deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn, and everyone out there. I'm going to tell you, I think it would be a perfect opportunity for someone that is looking to get out of the city and wants some acreage and a beautiful detached bungalow with double car garage. Now, this one is actually on Airport Road, just north of the Mansfield ski areas. So you've got a lot of amenities close to you, believe it or not. And with your own 45-acre parcel, perhaps you might want to put up a little barn and have a couple of horses. This is actually a nice property for being kind of self-sustaining. There are actual trails through about half of this parcel. So I would say about 25 acres or so, you can go through the trails with an ATV, or you can actually walk the trails, or you can, as I say, maybe get a horse or two. This property is a three-bedroom home with 1.5 washrooms. It's about 1,450 square feet. It actually has really good taxes, only $3,568 a year. That's $3,568. That is very economical, and I believe it's because it has the managed forest area. Anyways, it's a cute and cozy little bungalow. It's a semi-finished basement downstairs. It's got lots of opportunity here to make it your own dream home. There is a little three-season sunroom at the back of the house, and there's some nice privacy fence area that's safe and sound for children and pets. Now, if anyone wants to know a bit more about this lovely property up on Airport Road in the beautiful hills of Mulmer, give Melanie a call here at 705-725-6439. Oh, I almost forgot to say, it's actually $1,385,000, which is the real deal in the hills of Mulmer.
Wow, $1,385,000 in Toronto. You're lucky if you get some land with a little bungalow on it. So anyone listening, Melanie Martin, country real estate specialist, give her a call at 705-725-6439. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn, and I'll have another deal next week.
In broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Today, it's World Listening Day, Toss Away the Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day, and New Friends Day. It's a perfect opportunity to share a story about a woman named Reva. Reva came to me noticeably upset.
Her daughter was getting married in less than 2 weeks and she still had nothing to wear. Her friends had encouraged her to lose weight and to return to the size 8 she had always worn because her former husband and his younger wife would also be attending the wedding. But instead of reaching that goal, Riva was standing in front of me, a beautiful woman wearing a size 14 or 16, not an 8, convinced that she had somehow failed. She told me, if only I'd stayed on my diet, if only I'd exercised more, if only I'd reached my goal. What I heard wasn't a woman looking for a dress. I heard a woman weighed down by regret. So I gently reminded Riva that should-haves and could-haves and would-haves never change today. The only person we can dress is the person standing in front of us right now. My job wasn't to find a dress for the woman Riva used to be. My job was to help the wonderful woman she is today celebrate one of the happiest days of her daughter's life. I looked at Riva differently than she was looking at herself. She was 5'6" with a beautifully proportioned figure, a defined waist, lovely posture, clear skin, a warm smile, and beautiful hazel eyes that changed color depending on what she wore. I brought her an elegant eggplant gown with soft pink roses along the border and off-shoulder neckline. The rich background created the same slimming effect many women appreciate in black, while the floral details tied beautifully into the wedding colors of pinks. Riva told me she always felt best with her hair swept back, and she was right. And the neckline framed her face beautifully, so I completed her look with rose quartz earrings and a delicate matching necklace. Then I turned Riva toward the mirror. She smiled. I smiled. We were both looking at exactly the same woman. Not someone who had failed to reach a goal, but someone who looked elegant, confident, and completely ready for her daughter's wedding. Her hazel eyes seemed almost violet beside the colors surrounding her face. This wasn't about perfection. It wasn't about becoming someone else. It was just simply Riva's best look. The could-haves and should-haves disappeared because she had finally started seeing herself in the present instead of comparing herself to her past. I took her picture, and Riva immediately sent it to her friend Helen. Within moments, Helen replied, "You look marvelous." Then Riva sent the picture to her daughter, Alyssa. The cell phone rang almost immediately. Her daughter loved everything about the look and told Riva that the gown fit perfectly with the flowers and the colors planned for the wedding. More importantly, she told her mother how beautiful she looked. That was exactly the reassurance Riva needed. Sometimes friends mean well, but they become so focused on helping us reach a goal that they forget to appreciate who we are today. Real friends listen. They encourage us. They help us recognize our value exactly where we are today. After the wedding, Riva sent me photographs of herself with the wedding party, including her former husband and his wife. The first thing I noticed wasn't the dress, it was Riva. She looked relaxed, confident, and happy. There was no competition, no comparison. She was simply enjoying one of the proudest days of her life. And that's one of the greatest lessons clothing can teach us. Our clothes do far more than cover our bodies. They communicate who we are, influence how others see us, and even affect how we see ourselves. Research has shown that first impressions are formed in the time it takes to blink. That's why I wrote my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. Through short stories, easy-to-read stories in large print, I show how discovering your best look can also build confidence and teach life lessons that reach far beyond clothing. If you'd like a signed copy for yourself or as a gift, simply give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I'll be happy to personalize it for you. I am Marilyn Weston, and I am your wardrobe doctor. And I remind you that the most beautiful thing you can wear is confidence. In a moment, I'll return as your host, and we'll continue our conversation with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And later, we'll finish today's show with thoughts about friendship, listening, and how the choices we make today can help create a more beautiful tomorrow. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Balance. Balance can be described as the ability to distribute your weight in a way that enables you to hold a steady position or move at will without falling. Static balance helps you stay upright when standing still. Dynamic balance allows you to anticipate and react to changes as you move. Both types of balance work to keep your center of gravity at the point at which your body weight is evenly distributed. Now, there's a real use it or lose it component to maintaining your balance. Whether you're looking to prevent balance issues or to reverse them, you need to challenge your balance on a regular basis. It's important to select safe, effective exercises that can improve your balance, your flexibility, and your strength. With practice, almost anyone can achieve better balance. What's more, the full blend of recommended activities can help you build better awareness of your body and your surroundings, boost your confidence, and tune up your heart and lungs to keep you healthy and independent. For more information on how to get started on a balanced program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my complimentary newsletter on fitness tips.
We can all achieve better balance, and it can't go wrong if we have the help of Christine as our health coach. One number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. My balance is better because of you. So thank you for today's information and thank you for keeping me balanced, Christine.
Way to go, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
So someone falls and slips and injures themselves, and then it's, I should have, I could have, but I didn't. If you don't want to have those should-haves and could-haves when it comes to a forever home, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here to give us solid information. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. One of the hardest conversations we have to have at Greater Toronto Accessibility isn't after someone has fallen. It's when we have to tell a family that we're about to tear out a bathroom that just finished renovating. It happened recently with a couple named Dave and Susan. About 4 years ago, they invested thousands of dollars into what they thought was their dream bathroom. Beautiful porcelain tile, frameless glass shower, stylish bench, and a curb at the entrance that looked great. They loved it. Then life changed. Susan's mobility declined, and suddenly the same curb became a tripping hazard. The shower wasn't large enough for assistance, there was nowhere to safely install grab bars, and getting in and out became a daily struggle. When we met with them, Dave looked at me and said, I can't believe we're tearing out a bathroom that we practically just installed and it's brand new. And honestly, we hate these situations. Not because we're doing another renovation, but because it was completely preventable. With just a few accessibility features built into the original design, that bathroom could have adapted with them for years to come. A forever home isn't about making your house look like a hospital. It's about making smart decisions today so you don't have to start over tomorrow. sometimes the best renovations isn't the ones that look the newest. It's the ones that still work for you 20 years from now, Marilyn.
Well, you help people do their bathrooms and have a dream bathroom. There are beautiful pictures on your website. But lack of accessibility means they look good, but they don't do the job. So what do you suggest people do today?
So for the past 15 years, we have been specializing in accessibility renovations, and we really have zoned in the bathroom. So if you are looking to renovate your bathroom, we do have something called the Total Bathroom Check, where I'll come to your house. We can do an assessment. I can tell you what's possible, if we need to redesign the space or just simply modify it so you are safe in your home for as long as possible. It comes with a written report with pricing so you know what to expect. You can call me directly at 647-206-6409. And for the first two callers this week, I'll be giving that away for free, Marilyn.
Daniel, you do things right, and you do them only once. No would-haves, no could-haves, just I did it, and I did it right the first time. Call Daniel at 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
As we come to the close of our time together today, let's return to where we began. We talked about something that sounds like a contradiction. There are more people on this planet than ever before, yet loneliness has become one of the defining challenges of our time. And perhaps the answer isn't in the numbers at all. Perhaps it's in connection, in listening, in reaching out, in allowing ourselves to be known and allowing others in. We also talked about letting go of something we all carry from time to time. Those could-haves and should-haves, the conversations that we didn't start, the invitations we didn't make, the phone calls we didn't return. And yet, every single day gives us another chance for a conversation, an introduction, a moment to say hello, and maybe even another friendship. Because friendship isn't reserved for just the young. It's not something we age out of. It's something we grow into again and again throughout our lives. We sometimes assume that the most meaningful friendships are the oldest ones, but that's not always true. Let's think of a tree. We can't judge a tree only by how deep its roots go. Some trees send their roots deep into the ground to reach water far below. Others spread their roots more widely and gently, adapting to where they are planted. But what we do see, what we do measure, are the rings inside the trunk. Those rings tell the story. They show growth. They show seasons survived. They show time lived fully. And in the same way, our friendships aren't measured only by when they began, but how long they are lived, how they are nourished, and how they continue to grow. Some of our newest friendships can become some of our deepest. Some of our oldest friendships can become even richer when we listen more deeply and allow them to evolve with who we are today. Life does change us. Sometimes it does it gently. Sometimes it happens suddenly. Some of us have experienced loss, relocation, illness, heartbreak, or upheaval, and that's shifted everything that we thought we knew. And in those moments, it's easy to feel alone. But we're never too old and never too far along in life to begin again with another person and make a new friend. There is a beautiful reminder in poetry about two paths that diverge in a wood, and how the choices we make shape the direction of our lives. And while it reflects on choices made and paths taken, it also reminds us of something simple and powerful. The direction we choose does matter. Not because one path is perfect and the other isn't, but because the path we choose shapes the life we live. And perhaps the real invitation in life is to choose the path that leads us towards connection, towards openness, towards something more beautiful than when we started. We don't have to stay stuck in the could-haves. We don't have to live in the should-haves. We can choose our path forward, the one where we speak, the one where we listen, the one where we reach out, the one where we allow life to surprise us again. The research is very clear. People who have meaningful social connections tend to live longer, have better mental health, and even experience improved physical health outcomes. In fact, studies consistently show that loneliness can be as harmful as smoking or obesity when it comes to our long-term health. So connection is not just emotional, it's essential. But then we have to find out how to begin. And it can start simply. We simply speak honestly. We listen without rushing to respond. We allow ourselves to be seen inside and out, and we allow others the same grace. We don't need to become someone else to make a friend. We simply need to be willing to be present, to be our real and true selves, and to show up again. I want to share two stories that have stayed with me throughout my life. One was a family friend who worked closely with my parents. He traveled across Canada and into Europe as a buyer and salesperson for my father's company, Oscar Surplus Jobbers. His name was Phil. He was a Holocaust survivor. He had lost his first love and their child during the war. He was kind, educated, generous, and he never remarried. One evening at our dinner table, my dad said to him, "Phil, why don't you remarry and build your life again?" And Phil replied something I've never forgotten. He said, in essence, "My Marta knew me when I was young. We grew together. If I were to meet someone today, she would only see the man I am now. She wouldn't know the young man of before. Not the life we lived, not the journey, not the growth that I had with Marta. And it definitely would not be the same." And so Phil remained a bachelor for the rest of his life. Now, another friend of my father's, Jacob, had also suffered unimaginable loss. He lost his entire family, including his wife and three children, during the war. But Jacob, he chose a different path. He didn't ignore the past. He carried it. But he did not allow it to close the door on his future. He met a woman named Gertie. Their friendship slowly grew into companionship, then into love, and eventually they married and they had two sons together. Jacob didn't forget what he had lost, but he chose to keep living. He chose to let new roots grow, to draw nourishment from life again, and to stand fully in the present, even after everything he'd endured. Here were two men, two responses to grief, two very different ways of moving forward. And neither story is about right or wrong. They simply remind us that we are all different. We all carry our own history, and no one can force us to let go of what holds us back. But we can choose. We can choose to gently and deliberately look forward again, to learn from what was, and to live what can still be. Because within each of us, we already have everything we need, the ability to listen, to speak, to care, and to connect with one another, to make friends. And when we do that, we open the door not only to friendship, but to a fuller life. For listeners who are wondering how to stay connected with us, many of you have called and asked me how to hear a show again. If you've missed it, or you wish to share it with someone else, you can find archived shows on my website, marilyns.ca. It's under the heading On Radio. And if you click that, you'll see the show listings and you'll find past programs there. You can also find From a Woman's Perspective as a podcast on zoomerradio.ca. That's zoomerradio.ca. Just search for From a Woman's Perspective, and you'll be able to listen anytime that's convenient for you. And of course, if you have thoughts or questions or comments, I always welcome them. Just call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And as we come to the end of our hour together, I want to say thank you. Thank you to the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers who support us each and every day. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to our From a Woman's Perspectives team. And thank you to you for joining us, for listening, and for being part of this conversation. And a special thank you to those of you who are letting go of the could-haves and the should-haves, who are choosing to stay open, and who are taking action to live your best life. And please join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when it will be National All or Nothing Day and Holistic Therapy Day. And we'll once again explore ideas, insights, and conversations to help us live our best life from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Until then, be kind to yourself. And if you can, reach out and make a new friend. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.